Doctors, week 8 in the NFL. Let's find out what happened. Let's start with some of the AFC East teams. Jones, what if I told you the Bills had a big game yesterday against the Seahawks?
Hey, what happened?
Every game is big when it's the Buffalo Bills.
Pressure up the middle, dancing around, throws, has a completion, and a touchdown. It's Dalton Kincaid for 6.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Tom Brady?
Hello?
Tom?
Scott Kincaid.
There he is.
On the shallow cross, he feels woolen over there. Just the route.
You want 20 seconds of dead air on a national broadcast. Tom Brady's your guy.
$37 million a year. The guy plays happen and the guy says nothing.
Tom, you there?
Tom.
Buffalo Bills with a 31-10 win in Seattle. Josh Allen, a couple of touchdown passes. James Cook, over 100 on the ground. 2 touchdown catches. The Bills are 6-2. And they are going to win the division by 15 games.
Seems that way.
There is nobody in the AFC East besides the Buffalo Bills
right
now.
I mean, Dolphins, Pats, Jets, all terrible, terrible, and terrible. Yeah. Shines come off the Seahawks a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this. Amari Cooper, big addition for the Bills, didn't do much yesterday.
Crickets.
But the offense has clicked in, it seems, the last couple of weeks. James Cook, I don't know what his final numbers were. He looked awesome yesterday.
2.
So he looked awesome in that game. You detailed it.
Yeah.
Kincaid had a good day. Shakir had a good day. Keon Coleman grabbed a touchdown off of Tariq Woolen's head.
Yeah.
So the Bills look good.
Bills look good. What about the Dolphins and the Cardinals?
What happened?
Tua Tagovailoa was back after his latest concussion, and they had a lead. Fourth quarter, late, just seconds remaining. Old buddy Chad Ryland with a chance to win it.
He is nails again!
One of the greatest kickers of all time, Chad Ryland. 28-27, your final. The Arizona Cardinals, who the Patriots play later in the season, are 4-4. Kyler Murray, over 300 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. The Dolphins fall to 2-5. So because they had the bye week already, they're 2-5. Pats and Jets both 2-6. So they're technically in second place right now. Tua's return, 234 yards passing, 1 touchdown, no picks. The touchdown was to Devon Achane. Tyreek Hill, 6 catches, 72 yards. No touchdowns. Marvin Harrison Jr., over 100 yards receiving and a score.
It is funny what Tua's return can do to just unlock them to a degree. And we all felt like it was Mike McDaniel there for a long time. But here are their games without Tua, point totals.
Oh, my God.
And he was part of the problem against Buffalo in week 2. They scored 10 in that game, but he played most of it.
Yep.
3 and a loss to Seattle. 12, they got blown out by Tennessee, who's terrible.
Yeah.
15, they beat the Pats.
15 big ones.
10, they lost to Anthony Richardson and the Colts.
We'll get to him.
He comes back 27 points. They lose.
Yeah.
But the offense looked very different yesterday.
How about the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens?
How about it?
I'll tell you what happened. Jameis Winston replacing the injured Deshaun Watson. And is he going to eat a W? Maybe.
Winston going for it all for the end zone for Tillman. He's got it!
That was with about a minute to go in the game. The Browns would win at home 29-24 over Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Jameis Winston, 334 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. Of all the 2-win teams, you'd have to say the Browns have the most life because Watson done for the year. They have talent on that team. And Jameis Winston, maybe it's just crazy enough that he's going to get something going.
They clearly have talent, though. They scored 20 for the first time all year. They get Watson out of the game. Winston's out there slinging it around like a crazy man.
Having a great time.
300-plus yards yesterday, 3 touchdowns, as you said, 2 to Tillman, another one to Njoku.
You think they would trade for Amari Cooper back? They'd be like, we spoke too soon.
Can you give us Amari Cooper back? I don't think they need him.
No, they might not.
They got Winston out there slinging it around. So
Chubb's been playing the last couple weeks.
Yep. Obviously, the Ravens took him lightly, and that was probably just a sleepwalk game for Baltimore.
I got the Browns as frisky now. Browns are frisky.
Frisky.
That's a frisky team.
We're doing candy tomorrow, but in
We're
2 weeks.
Candy, but yeah.
2 weeks, we would have them frisky.
Well, candy's frisky. Tune in tomorrow. Find out. That's the Cleveland Browns, though. They look pretty good.
Not blow pops.
All right, we have the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Raiders.
What happened?
3 tight ends, 3rd and goal. Mahomes caught, touchdown. Kelce, his first regular season touchdown reception in 13 games. And Mahomes, who has gone 11 quarters without a touchdown pass, finally laces one into the end zone.
Patrick Mahomes had been in a touchdown drought, not as long as Travis Kelce, but both snapped, as you heard right there. Mahomes finished with two touchdown passes. Travis Kelce, who has been coming on, I called him washed. He's been better the last 3 weeks, including yesterday, where he had 10 catches, 90 yards, and a score. Chiefs beat the Raiders 27-20. Kansas City 7-0.
I believe entering the game yesterday, the Chiefs were the only team that didn't have a passing touchdown in the month of October with Patrick Mahomes, which is crazy.
It's wild. But they won all those games. They lost.
They did, and they continued to. I don't know. I mean, Mahomes is not playing. You saw the pick he threw yesterday?
Yeah.
Like, he was better yesterday than he had been, but
something's up.
That was another terrible pick.
They can't lose, though, these guys.
No, and their defense, even after the pick, like, still stuffed the Raiders at the goal line. So their defense is legit. If Mahomes figures it out, look out. Hopkins, I guess, was somewhat involved yesterday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're a scary team if he ever figures it out. And maybe yesterday he started to figure it out.
That is true. All right, how about the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans?
What happened?
There he goes again. Nixon at the five, throws his shoulder, and he's in for the touchdown. What a run by Mixon.
Texans with a 23-20 win over the Colts. Houston, with the exception of the Patriots, they don't blow anybody out. They play a lot of these close games. C.J. Stroud had a touchdown pass. Joe Mixon was really good. Both running backs in this one went over 100. Jonathan Taylor, 105 and a score for the Colts. Mixon, 102 and a score for Houston. But the story of the game is Anthony Richardson.
I was just going to ask you if you saw this.
The starting quarterbacks for the Indianapolis Colts stinks. As Nick said, stinks.
I have a MVP future for him that is still offering me a payout.
At one point,
it's
what
like
was he?
30 cents.
Was he 2 for 15 at one point.
He was 2 for 15
And he has 69-yard touchdown.
So
he was 2 for 15 with 81 yards.
He finished 10 of 32.
Uh-huh.
That's a low percentage.
It's not great.
175, a touchdown, a pick. He was sacked 5 times. He also checked out of the game like a running back or a wide receiver would do if they were gassed because he was tired.
Yeah,
he left the game.
Yeah, he was exhausted.
He's like, I gotta go.
I need a quick breather.
And then in the post game, they asked him, like, what the hell happened there? He's like, I was tired. I ain't going to lie. And somebody on Twitter was like, maybe he should lie. Maybe it'd be bad. Talk about things that you've never seen, and that's why football is the greatest. Even when there's bad football, it's still the greatest ever. So I'd never seen a team take a delay a game on a two-point conversion.
Nope.
The New York Jets showed us that.
Yep.
I've never, ever, at any level, seen a quarterback leave the game because they were
winded
for being a little tired.
They should just let Flacco in.
Yeah,
you want out of the game?
You don't want to play?
We shouldn't even be playing you right now. The Twitch chat is right. I liked Anthony Richardson, so I'm wrong about that.
Yeah,
But, like, they should have just let Flacco stay and be like, all right, you want out of the game?
You're done.
Flacco should be playing anyway.
Coach, let me get one. Then get the quarterback.
Hey, you get no more.
Can I come out of the game?
You're done.
Real quick.
Diggs hurt in that game, too. Which is,
yes.
You know, if you're talking about the title aspirations for Houston, that's a big loss. On the heel, Nico's going to come back, but he looks like he's done.
Tank Dell did have the one touchdown catch for for Houston. All right, let's go to the Patriots opponent next week, the Tennessee Titans taking on the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator, is, I think, everybody's favorite. This guy will run anything, especially goal line, end zone stuff, including this.
Laporta in motion, toss play. Montgomery wants to throw to the end zone. There's the touchdown for Sam Laporta. He got his national touchdown.
Thought Brady was doing the game.
Touchdown, but he got
This was insane. Final score 52-14. Lions didn't even score in the fourth quarter. It was 52-14 after three. And then I was just kind of ran out the clock. Sonic and Knuckles, my favorite running back tandem.
Real
and,
nice.
Nickname in the league. Nasty. Both scored touchdowns. Gibbs had 127 rushing. Montgomery just 33, but he also threw one for good measure. Amon-Ra St. Brown only had 2 catches, but one of them was a touchdown. Laporta had that touchdown. Khalif Raymond had a touchdown catch. There was also a punt return for a touchdown by Khalif Raymond, 90-yard variety. So just dominant. Jared Goff didn't crack 100 yards, but he threw 3 touchdowns, and they put up 52 as a team.
Yeah, unreal. And they lost Jameson Williams this week. Jameson Williams has been really good. Doesn't even matter.
Nope.
And so I'd still have the Chiefs at the top of the heap when it comes to best teams in the league. They're Mahomes is playing not well, but how are you going to count out Kansas City?
Lions are sick.
They have a real argument to be the best team in football. They are well-balanced. They're deep. It doesn't matter who they lose. They've dealt with injuries, and they continue to roll.
6-1 the Lions are. The Patriots' opponent next week, the Titans, 1-6. There's a bad squad over there. Something's gotta give. Although Pats are early dogs in this one because the game is in Tennessee. First line I saw was Titans -3.
Okay.
What do you think
would
about that?
Well, would you take the points if it's Brissett? No, I wouldn't.
Titans are so bad.
Okay, I wouldn't take them.
Titans are so bad.
Would you take the points if it's Drake May?
Yes.
Me too. I might take money.
There might not be points.
Maybe that's telling you who they think is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Starting the game, because I think it's going to be Brissett, and I don't like their chances if it's Brissett.
Is this a all-in type of bet, Nick? You going to go Pats on this one?
Empty it?
Empty
no,
it?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on the Jets losing on
Thursday.
Yeah,
he's empty. Yeah, Texans.
Yeah, they have like $8 played.
What if you win that? What if you take that $8 and you win $8 more?
Oh, I'll roll
you
it.
Put the
roll
16
it.
On I'll the Pats?
Yeah. No, that's what you do. You win on Thursday, you roll it onto Sunday.
And then I'll have no money left, and that'll be it.
Now we got a stew going.
We've been there. All right, how about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cincinnati Bengals?
Hey, what happened?
Fake it to Barkley. Hurts, sets, throws. Looking for the home run ball. End zone! Devontae Smith! Touchdown! Over the shoulder! Spectacular!
This is a close game at the half. Then the Eagles ran away with it. 37-17 the final in Cincinnati. Philly's 5-2. Cincy is 3-5. And I'll tell you what, I've had it up to here with these tush pushes. I have Saquon Barkley on my awful fantasy team.
Yeah.
And every time they get the ball down the goal line, it's just tush push, tush push, tush push. Jalen Hurts had 3 rushing touchdowns.
It also got, if you were watching, it got stuffed like
they
twice
stuffed
during
it.
The game.
Right.
And they kept doing it.
I hate it.
I hate that. I hate that play too. Not for the same reason you do. You hate it for your fantasy
Only because of my fantasy
which
team.
Which I fully respect. I fully respect that. I would hate it too if I were Saquon Barkley.
Thank you.
And I would probably love it if I had Jalen Hurts. But as a neutral fan with no dog in the fight, it is the cheapest play in football. They've tried to de-emphasize it and outlaw it to a degree. Like, they've altered the rules for it. It's not a real football play. Shoving another guy into the end zone is the cheapest play. I hate it. I hate it. And I have no dog in the fight.
Yeah, I got a dog in the fight. It's not much of a fight anymore.
No.
Guy just stands
dead dog.
The audacity on one of the tush-push touchdowns from 1 yard out, Jalen Hurts turned around, gave Saquon Barkley the ball so he could spike it. I was like, Saquon, don't spike that.
I would have handed it back.
Don't spike that.
Take it back.
Also, in this game, for all us uniform fans, Cincinnati was wearing the white Bengal Tiger uniform.
Real nice.
Woo!
Well, uniform of the day, we're going to get to later on, but uniform of the day is the creamsicle Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
Real nice.
I like those. Oh, man, those were slick. But the white Bengal Tiger, I think they should use a little bit more.
Real nice.
That's a really – and they had the end zone. They had, like, white in the end zone. It was almost unfair because the players would get in there. Oh, Terp's showing it now on the Twitch.
Yeah,
watching on Twitch or YouTube.
Yeah.
Look at that. The snow leopard.
It worked for a drive. Their first drive, it was like a 10-minute drive.
I think they look fast.
Yeah, they were camoed.
In the icy whites.
I think they were camoed in the end zone.
I agree. All right, let's go to another cat. The Carolina Panthers – we're taking on the Denver Broncos.
What happened?
Play action. Knicks shows the speed. Fires. Caught. Touchdown.
This dude's a winner. Bo Nix is a winner. I don't know if you believe, but I certainly do. 284 yards and 3 touchdowns. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was to, like, crappy backup tight ends. Yep.
And he ran one in. So he had 4 touchdowns.
No, I mean, look, I am not I'm not a Bo Nix believer, but I'll give it up. They're way they're
5-3?
How are you going to sneeze at that?
You can't sneeze at 5-3.
Oh.
Carolina falls to 1-7. We did see the return of Bryce Young.
Yeah, we did.
2 touchdown passes, 2 picks. They scored 14 points, so there's that. But, Denver hanging around. And in all seriousness, Bo Nix was pretty bad last week. And so it shows you the rookie quarterback kind of sticking with him, bounces back this week.
Yeah, but on balance, 5-3. Yeah. I mean, you take that in a heartbeat, yeah.
Let's go to another one of the Wildcats. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Green Bay Packers.
What happened?
Well, this game was tied late. Green Bay with a chance to walk it off.
McManus. For the second straight week, a Green Bay Packers game-winning field goal.
How do you like that? 30-27. You wouldn't like it if you had Green Bay -3.5.
No,
I know some people did.
You most certainly would not. You wouldn't like it if you were your fantasy team, Keith, and you have Jordan Love.
Groin injury. Brutal groin injury in the third quarter for Love. He left. Malik Willis came in. They were still able to get the win. Trevor Lawrence did throw for over 300 yards, and he ran in a score, threw for 2 more. Jacksonville, like a little bit of life for sure, but they are now 2-6, like the Patriots, like the Jets, like many teams. Green Bay hasn't all been pretty, but they're 6-2.
Great I mean, when you keep winning games with Malik Willis, you plug him in on the fly, you win with him where you have to start him for a week. I mean, that's a good operation they have there. It's a good team.
What about the Saints and the Chargers?
Hey, what happened?
I'd say going into the year and even a few weeks into the year, the Chargers were a team that you could say they might have a wide receiver group worse than the Patriots. Although, maybe not.
Maybe.
As Herbert will throw on the run, corner of the end zone, touchdown! It's Ladd McConkey again! The rookie's got 2 today for the Chargers.
Ladd McConkey, 6 catches, 111 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And maybe Herbert's finally found somebody he can throw to.
Yeah. That's a guy the Patriots could have had, and instead they went Jalen Polk. What is his real name, by the way? Is Ladd not his name?
I think it's Ladd.
Andrew Ladd McConkey. So yesterday it was bothering me on Red Zone. They were doing A. McConkey. I'm like, are there 2 McConkeys?
A. McConkey?
A. McConkey on Red Zone.
Ladd. His middle name's Ladd. Call him Ladd.
Okay, but I'm just telling you how they abbreviated it.
He's a nice player.
Andrew Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, nice player.
I would take him over Jalen Polk.
You think?
Yeah.
Guy, yeah, he had a great game yesterday. All right. This was the game and the finish of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Number 1 pick, Caleb Williams versus number 2 pick, Jaden Daniels.
Former intern, Brian Ferzocco. Plug your ears out there. This is ugly for all you Bears fans.
Bears Commanders coming down to the wire.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
What an unbelievable play. I mean, all Hail Marys have are just so crazy when you see them completed. But that was when he was just running around for a little bit, a big scrum at like the 1 yard line. Ball gets tipped up. Noah Brown's all by himself, catches it. And one of the great angles, too, is there's some idiot on the Bears. What's his name? He's like
Tyler Stevenson, I think.
Yeah, he's like talking. He's waving to the crowd like as the play's going on. And then
everybody's pointing. He's like, hey, the play's going. He's like,
play's going on, pal.
I'm sorry, Tyreek Stevenson.
Tyreek Stevenson. Yeah. He's waving to everybody. Then he has to turn around and run back into the play, and then they score.
And he's the one who tips it right into Noah Brown's hands.
So good. So good. So 18-15, your final. Jaden Daniels, all week we weren't sure if he was going to play, and obviously he did. 326 yards, of course, a lot of it there on that final play, and that one touchdown. Caleb Williams only threw for 131. DeAndre Swift had a big game on the ground, 129 and a score. But I love the idea that the first matchup between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels ends this way.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe this could be a great NFC rivalry going forward.
Caleb Williams didn't do squat for most of the game.
No, he didn't.
But and Jaden Daniels looked great. How can you play a guy who is a rookie and got hurt? Like, how can you do that?
Got to sit him.
How you got to sit him down?
Sit him.
I mean, heaven forbid. But no, the Jaden Daniels stuff is unbelievable. Terp was telling me this earlier today. A lot of Patriots fans are doing the tankathon thing where you go and see where the Patriots draft pick is.
Yeah.
It's all based on the standings plus strength of schedule.
Right.
But if you scroll all the way down, Washington is losing the NFC title game based on record and strength of schedule. If you just project it out, it's them and the Lions in the NFC title game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, they're 6-2. They're now 4-0 at home. The Bears are still 4-3. So one thing I also love, and we're through 8 weeks of the season, but Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix all have winning records.
Yeah.
I love that.
Seems like a win for us who want to play the rookie.
Mm-hmm. All right. NFC South showdown between your Atlanta Falcons and my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Cousins pumps it. He's got Robinson, and he's got all the space in the world to walk in for a touchdown. Fourth touchdown pass of the day for Cousins, and it's the largest lead of the day on either side.
Cousins was horrible last week, awesome this week. Four touchdown passes. Baker Mayfield had three touchdown passes for the Bucs, but Falcons beat Tampa 31-26, so Atlanta now in first place all alone in the NFC South at 5-3, Tampa Bay 4-4.
Yeah, go get yourself some shares of at Kate Otten in fantasy. We'll give you the waiver recommendation tomorrow, but I'd go get some shares.
Sunday Night Football, one of the great matchups of the 90s, the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys.
What happened?
We're into emotion. The blitz comes. Purdy gets it up. It's a touchdown for Kittle. However, the contact brings the flag.
Yeah, that would stand. It'd be a touchdown. The only touchdown pass from Brock Purdy goes to George Kittle. 30-24. The Niners avoid being under 500 at the midway point. They're 4-4 now. Dallas, however, falls to 3-4. Huge game for CeeDee Lamb, but in a loss.
Yeah, and it was a lot of it piled
all
up.
In garbage
yeah,
time.
I was just going to say it was piled up when they were already kind of out of the game. So look, I thought that the Cowboys would answer back out of the bye week, and I was wrong. But that was a matchup of two teams that have underachieved wildly.
It seems like a couple weeks ago, we were looking at the NFC East. We were talking about Bill Belichick. Okay, the Commanders could maybe win that division. And you're like, Nick Sirianni, Mike McCarthy, both on the hot seat. Sirianni's turned that around. Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy has not.
Tough.
Yeah.
Real tough.
There you go.
By the way, text 37937. I had a 5-leg parlay. My last leg was Bears -3.
Brutal.
Plus 10,139.
Mmm.
Turpin's on the other side.
Yeah, that's tough.
How many fantasy matchups, how many bets just swung on that play yesterday? Yeah,
keep your head on a swivel.
Thank God I didn't have any skin in the game on that.
No. I lost plenty on the Drake May props. So
would have made a terrible gambling Sunday even worse.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. That's what happened in week 8 of the NFL. We do it every Monday at 11:20 here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your Patriots thoughts, plus trade deadline looming. How did yesterday's win for the Pats impact their approach? How active should they be? That's next.